You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
The Royal National College for the Blind has been celebrating outstanding results for its students in this summer's examinations. Here to tell us more, I'm joined now by Claire Lewin, RNC's Director of Learning and Curriculum. Claire, welcome into RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Howell.
Well, congratulations on the results this summer. How have the students done?
They've done brilliantly, thank you. We're so proud of everything that they've achieved. To be specific, we've got some super pass rates for all of our Level 3 qualifications at 97% pass rate in the Level 3 qualifications. So that includes A-levels and it includes vocational qualifications like Cambridge Technicals as well.
And what comes next for those students who are finishing their time at RNC this year?
Yeah, that's a really great question. It's a real range of things come next for the students. So we've got a number of students this year going off to university. So a number of students have had unconditional offers to study law and business studies, social work, artificial intelligence, popular music and history at different universities. And then we've got other leavers who are going on to internships, for example, with Project Search or onto self-employment as massage therapists. And there are students who are applying at the moment for apprenticeships or going to local colleges to continue their studies in a more independent way. Or students who are, of course, seeking employment or apprenticeships back in their home area.
Can you tell us a bit about maybe some of the students who've found success after leaving RNC in the past?
Yeah, so we've got some students that I taught in particular, so I'm really particularly proud of these guys. One student has gone on to start his own business called All Things Dotty and has had quite a lot of recognition from that, and that he creates Braille products and gifts as well as Braille tuition services. Another student has very recently gone on to graduate with a first from Strathclyde University, and he's also now in the early stages of setting up his own business called Narrowsight, which is around a software which narrates what you can see. And then another student, again, left here a couple of years ago, has started a business called True Visionaries, again, in the early stages of development at the minute. And they offer inclusion sessions to schools, education environments, which is linked to those mainstream environments and helping students to develop resilience and problem solving. So it's really fantastic to see the sorts of opportunities that students are creating to really support the understanding of inclusion, disability inclusion and diversity in the wider world beyond RNC. We're really proud of that.
Well, tell us a bit about some of the courses that you offer at RNC. There's quite a range, isn't there?
Yeah, you're right. There's a really big range. So the levels of courses run all the way from entry level to level three. So that includes subjects you'd expect to find in any college. So there's the range of A-levels and vocational qualifications, including English and maths. So there are also specialist qualifications like Braille, and you can study independent living skills, mobility, assistive and digital technology, all at the same time as studying those specific qualifications.
The RNC is England's only specialist post-16 provider for young people with VI. What is it about the college that makes a student's experience different than other college environments?
Yeah, that's such a great question. I think a lot of our students come to us from mainstream education environments. And one of the things that I hear most often to me when students first start and we meet in the first term, they say they found a place where they can really be themselves. So because they're not the only person with a vision impairment anymore in the environment, which they might have been at school previously, they feel that being here where their vision impairment isn't a barrier to learning. They're surrounded by peers with vision impairments as well. So they feel that they have the freedom to explore who they are and to make friends. And those friendships last a lifetime for many of our students. But also because the barriers to learning caused by vision impairments and disabilities are removed here because the teachers work using accessible methods for everybody. It means that students can really explore their academic potential. They don't have to explain what they need to everybody all the time. They can just get on with their studies and enjoy them with the support when they need it.
Can you tell us just a bit about what life is like at RNC for the students?
Yeah, so alongside those qualifications that students are studying for, they'll also study ways to access their learning as well. So for example, with assistive and digital technology and Braille and independent living skills and mobility and access to learning mentors to help them develop their study skills. So all of that means that students have a much busier timetable than they might do at a mainstream FE college, especially bearing in mind that our students have not only been studying for their A levels and their other qualifications, but they've been learning how to access their learning at the same time, which makes all of their achievements this year all the more remarkable.
What does RNC have planned for the next academic year this year?
That's a great question. Well, we'll be carrying on with our usual offering of qualifications. Every year we look at the qualifications that we're offering to students and see, does it still meet the needs of students leaving us, and what do they need? We've got open days coming up, so students who are thinking maybe about coming to RNC can come and have a look around. And there are professional days as well where we offer the opportunity for people working in the field to come and have a look and talk to us and see some of these subjects being taught by our specialist teachers as well.
It's not just classroom learning. RNC have got incredible pedigree in sports and in other areas as well. So lots going on away from the classroom.
Absolutely, yes. Yep, so there'll be more goal ball, more exploration of different sports, including blind football, and those links to those national teams. There's the opportunity, of course, to try out a range of different sports and different physical activities where perhaps people haven't been able to try things out before, but we can explore what works for you here and explore different sports, different leisure activities that you perhaps haven't had a chance to do before.
Well, for people thinking about specialist further education and training, how can they learn more about the Royal National College for the Blind and what's on offer?
Sure. Well, a great place to start is the website, which is www.rnc.ac.uk. And you can explore courses on there, and there are videos of what life is like on campus. We've got an open day on the 19th of September. That's the next open day coming up. And there are tours around the campus where you can talk to colleagues and students. And then the professionals day is on the 9th of October, and for anyone who works with vision impaired young people to come and explore the courses, and there'll be demonstrations of how we teach those. Both of those can be booked on the website.
Claire Lewin, RNC's Director of Learning and Curriculum. Congratulations again on the fantastic results achieved at the RNC this year, and thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Hal.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.